Blog Talk Radio.
Now, this is the amazing Kreskin. If you could read my thoughts, you'd know you're listening to Mr. Media Radio.
Today on Mr. Media, that's mrmedia.com, I'll talk to Laura and Todd Bruce, reluctant stars of the new WeTV show, Downsized. Stick around. Help me keep this job while I can.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media show right on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free app at www.stitcher.com. That's STITCHER.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are almost 700 archived celebrity interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by ThePartyAuthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or corporate event in the New York, New Jersey, or Pennsylvania area? For any and all occasions, call The Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of 26,000 people who filed new unemployment complaints just this week in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
We're the Bruce family, but people call us the Brady Bunch. We're a blended family. I have 5 kids. And Todd has two.
You know, we were doing extremely well, and then, you know, the economy just tanked. We started into the recession. We lost everything.
And for the first time in our lives, we're struggling. Really struggling.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Well, you got a heck of a crew.
Here I am. I have my college degree. I have my master's degree, and it's come to me cleaning houses. But at this point, I'm willing to do anything. I mean, my kids are dumpster diving.
Mom, I had to wait in line today. I got a whole bunch of things, and then I only got one packet of gravy. That's all we had money for on our food card.
What part of be at the job site at 2 o'clock didn't you understand this morning?
I forgot.
You better pick up that ice cream, put it away, and get your damn shoes on so we can get to the job site.
The boys aren't playing baseball, and Whitney doesn't get her voice lessons, and everybody's making sacrifices, honey. And
I mean, like, cheer is my favorite hobby and stuff, but, like, the house is more important.
I wish it was me, and I wish it wasn't so easy when I was going.
You cannot file bankruptcy again. You can't borrow from people. You've already borrowed from the sisters and the kids. I mean, there's no, your credit cards are maxed out. You're at your end. You're on food stamps. You're on access. I mean, you've exhausted every knowing public safety net known to mankind. Right now, it's up to you.
And
2, 3, 3.
So now we're on a mission. We're going to get this family out of debt and back on track.
Ty, the shower just turned off.
What's going on?
Well, the water turned off and Winnie's freaking out.
Well, actually, it is working. It's the shower manager, is what they call it. You guys have 5 minutes to take a shower.
Mom, what do you need to do?
I have to cancel.
Table?
No!
I never thought that I would ever be in this situation where I never thought I would take bankruptcy. I never thought I would lose an investment property. I never thought I would lose my home. But here I am, and we will survive.
And make us even closer as a family. Because in the end, nothing else really matters.
I imagine that Laura and Todd Bruce would rather not be TV stars. They'd probably also rather that the seven children in their blended family not be on TV either, certainly not for this reason. WeTV's Downsized is not a bogus reality show like Dancing with the Stars or even Survivor. It's not people looking for their big break by exposing their misery to a national audience. I don't think that's the point here. The Bruce family is in the midst of everyone's worst nightmare today. They're flat broke. They're dealing with the consequences of 2 screwed over careers and 2 homes in foreclosure. The family is dumpster diving out of necessity.
With the economy as bad as it's been the last 2 years, and so many people across the United States out of work, this might be more reality than other struggling families can even bear to watch. But the network is selling the show in a way that keeps Laura and Todd, both 40 years old, real and relatable. Downsized debuted on WeTV on November 6th, and new episodes air every Saturday at 9 p.m. Laura and Todd Bruce, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thanks. Welcome to you.
Thank you for having us.
I appreciate you being here. Did I overstate any of that in the introduction? I'm thinking that this is not the way you'd want to be TV stars.
No, actually, we'd really be on the lifestyles of the rich and famous, I guess. But, here we are. And, I think you depicted it accurately. And we just want to kind of give the message that you can survive, but it is our true life.
Over the years, whenever I've talked to folks on, a so-called reality show, I've always wondered about their motivation. What is it that drives the average person to expose their lives, and in this case, certainly the lives of their children, to the invasion of TV cameras? What brought you to this point?
Well, we felt like we were relatable. Todd and I both watch the news, and, we hear about depression being at its height and people committing suicide or even murdering family members. And us, I'm not saying it was ever easy, and this has been a struggle, as you said, but we still find a lot of joy, and we still, have decided to be committed to our family and look at the, positive things that are going on in their lives. And to us, we just wanted to relate to people and kind of lift that shame because, people aren't really talking about it. And when people don't talk about it, they feel very alone, and that's when all these bad things start happening.
Hmm. Todd, would you have guessed 5 years ago? I'm sorry. How many years have you two been together? I should ask you that first.
6 years.
Okay, then 5 years, that was a good number, I think. would you have guessed 5 years ago that your new bride at the time, Laura, would have this kind of attitude under these circumstances? Or could you even dream that this could happen at that point?
Well, she had been through a lot before, so as a single parent with five children and going back to school to get her master's degree after having a bachelor's degree, all while having five kids, I think spoke volumes about her. So I think she handled it, more graceful than I could have ever imagined. But, I couldn't imagine us being in this place. I thought I was always going to be able to provide her with everything that she needed and along with her kids. And that turned out to not be the case.
And Laura, what about Todd? Is he handling it the way you might have expected had this happened, if you could have predicted 5 years ago?
No, I mean, Todd, he's a man, of course, and I think it's harder sometimes on the man because the stigma is, the man takes care of the family and a lot of pressure. And I know it's been very difficult for him and for him to put the story out there, says volumes about him. Because he truly has been very altruistic in this whole situation and wanting to reach out to people and share a story and just hopefully help people in the long run.
How did the producers find you, or did you find them?
We found them. It was kind of a joke. We thought that we had a story to tell, and we felt like our family was entertaining, and a couple of the kids actually wanted to go on the website and see, if there are any casting calls. And it was truly just, later on in the evening, and I was on there with them just to make sure, I saw what they were sending off, and they put an application in to a casting call, and a few days later we were contacted, and the rest is history.
And what was the family's economic situation at the time you found out about the casting call? And did it get worse or did it get better from that point?
Well, we thought it was going to get better. But we actually, when we were doing our application, we were packing and we were moving out of our foreclosed house. So that's the point of time that that casting call, the, you know, about when we were going through that application process, we were moving out.
And so you said you thought it was going to get better from that point. I guess it got worse before it got better, or has it gotten any better?
Well, I mean, at the time, I think moving into a rental, we thought, well, now things are going to get better because our rental was a lot cheaper. I don't know, it was like $2,000 or $3,000, right? Cheaper than our mortgage, honey?
That's
about $3,000 cheaper than our mortgage. So we felt like that was going to solve most of our problems and, you know, we're going to take the foreclosure and start making some changes. But
the economy just, you know, stagnated and there wasn't really any business to be had for me, you know, on the large scale to pay the amount of debt load that we were carrying from the business. And so, sure, shedding the house and our investment property lightened the load somewhat, but it still there still wasn't enough work being generated to offset the cost. So things just, you know, kind of continued to get worse and you know, then ultimately I closed the business and filed personal bankruptcy.
Hmm. It's just amazing. Now, let's review a little information for folks who are kind of joining us who may not know too much about the show. It's been on a couple weeks. So, Laura, you came to the marriage with five kids. Todd, you with two. Todd, you were in the construction business?
Yes.
And Laura, I'm afraid I can't remember and don't have the note in front of me what you were doing at the time, professionally.
I was and I still am a first grade teacher.
Mm. So a solid. It's certainly a reputable career. Both reputable careers, but a first grade teacher is not a salary that's going to pay for two adults and seven kids to live, I guess.
Right. Unfortunately, not.
Yeah, you know, I just participated in the Great American Teach-In about 2 weeks ago and was at a very low-income school. And to see how hard those teachers work and then to hear their stories afterward about, you know, the struggles that their kids go through and sometimes the only meal a day they get is their free lunch. And I just think, you know, boy, we so undervalue our teachers in this country.
Right. Well, thankfully, I do have a lot of support, you know, as far as that goes. I mean, the staff and the parents of the students in my class are nothing but supportive, and I feel like I have them behind me, but, you know, there's not much I can do about the salary part.
yeah, I know. It's really rough. What
changed
as you look
so many years.
I'm sorry, I missed what you said, Laura.
Yeah, it's not going to change. You know, it hasn't changed in all these years, and relatively so, we make less than we did in the 70s. So, you know, it is what it is. There's a lot of great things about it, and I'm just glad that I get to be home with the kids when they're home. So that's always kind of been the main reason why I wanted to be a teacher in the first place was because I wanted to be a mom. So it works well with that.
Well, and Laura, there's one other element I understand that you're dealing with in this that maybe some other families are not. You've got some physical issues that you have to deal with.
Yeah, I have multiple sclerosis. I was diagnosed with that about 6 months after Todd and I got married. So, you know, I told Todd after I was diagnosed, I said, you need to get out of this now. You don't know what you signed up for. You signed up for five kids and a wife, and now, you know, who knows with MS what's going to happen. But, you know, thankfully, things have been under control. So that's good.
And Todd, did you have that moment when you thought, oh, my God, what have I gotten myself into here?
No, it was more about, oh, my God, am I going to lose my wife? And, you know, because initially when we got the phone call, her mother had passed away from breast cancer. And so when we got the phone call that she had had an MRI that her physician had ordered, and it came back and she called us, we assumed that she probably had brain cancer. So MS is kind of one of those, or is one of those diseases that such is considered the snowflake disease. Nobody is really similar except for a few symptoms, and but it's kind of a lifetime of deterioration sometimes. So I'm just thankful that I have her around, as long as, you know, God willing, she's been healthy.
Well, look, I want to take just a quick break. This is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to the Mr. Media radio interview with Laura and Todd Bruce, the somewhat reluctant stars of the new Saturday Night WE TV reality series, Downsize. And we will be right back.
In this season of hope, you can do something extraordinary. Join your neighbors and the American Red Cross and help save the day. When the next disaster strikes, when a neighbor's house burns down, if someone needs life-saving blood or the comfort of a helping hand, hope. Support the American Red Cross and help save the day. Visit redcross.org.
Did you know that dogs talk to us all the time? A happy dog pants and wags his tail. A bossy dog has his ears forward, his mouth closed, and his tail held high. This dog does not want to meet you. Visit DoggoneSafe.com to learn more.
Oh, this is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to the Mr. Media radio interview with Laura and Todd Bruce, the somewhat reluctant stars of the new Saturday Night WE TV series, Downsized. Guys, there's a moment in the clip we played at the top of the show where a financial advisor says, essentially, you have no one left to borrow from. You have no assistance programs left to help you. That just blew me away to hear that, but I'm sure that's happening to other people all the time now.
Yeah, in fact, I was listening to a radio program today, and there was a lady calling in that she still hadn't been able to find stable employment. And especially in Arizona, a lot of the benefits are starting to decline and or be canceled for a lot of these people. And she was just talking about her story and struggles with finding employment.
Go ahead, Laura.
Sorry, I was just going to say, you know, and for some people, too, it's a catch-22 because, you know, obviously we used it as a transition. Things got really bad there for a short while, and we needed it. Thankfully, we're not on it anymore. But it's, in some ways, it's more difficult because now we do have to pay for insurance and obviously our groceries. And we are very happy to be off that assistance, and that was the whole goal, to get off of it as quickly as possible. But, you know, it is. It's kind of a catch-22 because you have to be at your bottom to get that assistance. But then, you know, once you start getting on your feet, you got to pay for everything. So you're pretty much in the same position, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm thinking that, you know, let's say for middle-class families who, you know, working-class families, people who, you know, who work and manage to keep, you know, that debt and that stuff away, to suddenly be in a position where they're having to first of all, to look at these assistance programs, to ask friends and family for money, to even I imagine most people suddenly in that situation don't even know what to do first. You know, where do you find that assistance? Because it's not something you plan to do.
I don't know if this is national, but I'm pretty sure Department of Economic Security. We did some research on the internet. I even did some applications on the internet for that. You know, thank goodness you do have that. It's a good resource, but Department of Economic Security is a good place to start.
How do I ask this? What's been your worst day since all of this started?
We're both.
Well, I think even to look back, as tough as the financial planner was, kind of the slap in the face, but when it's hard to have given your kids and your wife a certain lifestyle and then, you know, to try to continue that, but the day that you reach the point where all of the pressure and all of those things kind of come to fruition and you have to look yourself in the face and say, you know, I have to really level with them and come to terms with the fact that I have to make some major changes. I still remember the day that I decided that we couldn't keep the house anymore, that I just couldn't make that happen any longer. Still, just the anxiety from that and stress is probably still the thing that's the most vivid for me.
For me, it was getting the auction date and, you know, getting that date in the mail and looking at it. I believe it was July 17th. And seeing that, you know, auction date to me was the realization that our life was about to change.
Mm. And in the last couple months, or since you began taping, let's say for the show Downsize on WE TV, what would constitute a good day?
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day is a good day.
This morning, and it changes your life perspective a lot, and the things that you feel pressure about, but. I feel fortunate that I can work with my hands, that I can go out there and try to make things happen. But today I was driving in, and in Arizona it doesn't get much better than our sunsets and our sunrises. And this morning it was just a light blue with pink and orange in the sky. And I called my wife and I called Laura and I said, you know, I really appreciate everything that you've done, and I know I can be a pain some days, but we woke up this morning. And we have our kids, and we love each other, and we'll get through it. I mean, that's honestly our best day.
Health as well.
Where did you guys find each other? At Central Casting? Oh, my God.
She was in a bar, actually.
No, I wasn't. Oh. It was a Mexican restaurant.
We introduced a little stress there, a little.
we can fight right here on the radio if you want to.
Is there something that each of you has found? Obviously, the house was a huge deal, but something you've had to give up in this process, reordering your lives financially, that you had to give up that, you know, 4 or 5 years ago you couldn't imagine living without, but now you're managing without quite fine.
Well, to me, I think, and maybe for Todd, I think it's been the kids' activities because, as parents, we realize that busier they are, and I don't mean overload, but having them involved in these things, it's good for them. And it puts them around a nice group of kids. And, I think, you know, when they were younger and they did all the travel ball and they did, you know, all that kind of thing is kind of hard now that it's come to the point where they can get scholarships just to cut it off. And actually, the boys were just talking today about some of their friends who are rated in baseball. They're rated number 4, you know, out of their top 40. And, you know, they're not even getting looked at because they're not part of the travel team. So it's just, you know, there's some guilt there, of course, because we want the best for them and want them to have the best future possible. And, you know, I feel like when I had them, it's my job to provide them with that. And, you know, it's just hard not to want the most for your kids because you love them to death.
Mm. I wanted to ask you about the – I'm sorry. Go ahead, Todd.
Well, I would just say that when you reach a certain point and you're not living paycheck to paycheck, there's a certain lack of stress that comes with that. And when you have to worry every day about whether rent's going to be paid or the light bill or whatever, or you're going to be able to feed the kids, it kind of consumes you a little bit. So I guess what I miss, you know, the most is being able to have the security and the peace of mind and that lack of stress of everyday worry.
Did we pay the rent? And we did yesterday.
Yeah.
We did?
Okay. Did you pay the rent?
He said yes. Did you really?
Okay. Well, I was gonna ask you before about the kids. There's seven of them. How have they responded differently to the adversity? I mean, who has been able to embrace the situation, and who would like to go live with distant relatives?
I don't think any of them. I mean, I think they've all learned a lot about themselves through this.
I don't think our kids are unique, but I think that there is a lot of love, and we recognize the importance in each other, and Laura's always stressed respect for each other. So I think we have a good home life, but they have each kind of had their day, so to speak, when, you know, they've either been stressed about it and they get tired of it and they vocalize that. And I think that's the beauty of the message that we're trying to convey, is it's okay to talk to your kids about this and educate them, no different it is than, you know, to teach them how to file or change the oil or any of those things that you're going to teach your children, you know, to ride a bike, whatever it is. This is just another subject that gives them tools for the future. And I think that, you know, back to your original question, they've all been there, they've all felt the pain, they've communicated it to us, and they've all had their moments where it's been kind of an awe moment for us, where our kids have surprised us with how resilient they are and how willing they are to give up the things that are important to them.
I have to ask you this, because I know people are at home or in their cars and they're listening to this and they're going, okay, so these guys were struggling, I respect that, but they got hired to be on this reality TV show, John and Kate. When they did John and Kate Plus 8, everybody read, they became millionaires. Didn't just being hired to do a TV show change your lives financially?
Well, we couldn't afford a lawyer, so maybe that was our problem, an agent and a lawyer. So.
No, it physically, and that's what people have to understand. I mean, this show is about the reality of what we were in and what we are in, and to have compensated us in a way that made us a millionaire would have been a flat-out lie to the general public, and it wouldn't have been what we wanted to tell our story. I mean, yeah, if somebody wants to hand you a bunch of money, but they were all about keeping things real. We never got compensated until we were finished, and it physically let us pay our children back the money that we owed them and pay Laura's sister the money we owed her for a tax issue that we had. So by getting rich, we by no means has this changed our lifestyle. We're still in the same rental that we've been in. You know, we have a doctor's bill outstanding for Rex when he went in because we were transitioning off of access onto insurance that we couldn't quite afford. So he had an asthma attack and ended up in the hospital. And so, you know, if that was the case, we wouldn't have any worries with those kind of things.
And so as we talk now and we kind of wind up, we're going to run out of time, but does the Bruce family still need help? If someone hears this and hears your story, you know, if someone wanted to help you, do you need the help? Is there a way that they can reach you if you do?
Well, we always look forward to emails, and if there's a job that somebody has that I can do for them, then most definitely. We're not looking for handouts. And
absolutely not,
I'm fortunate that I have a part-time job with a company installing windows and doors, and we're able to feed our family. And that's what, you know, again, there are a lot of needy people out there that go without and go hungry, and that's not our case. But we are middle-class America, or we were, and I would probably consider ourselves, you know, in the lower part of that. But I will always take any work that anybody is willing to give me an opportunity to take a look at. But, you know, continue to give to your local charity and the MS Society, those kind of things.
Yeah, the whole message of the show definitely was not have pity on us or feel sorry for us. It was just relate to people and say, hey, we're going through this too, and let's get through this together.
Yeah.
Well, folks, listen, we're going to run out of time. If you can see Laura and Todd Bruce and their seven kids starring in Downsized on WeTV, that's WETV. Look in your cable listings for the channel in your community. But it's every Saturday night at 9 p.m. on WeTV. You can find more out about the show at WeTV.com. And Lauren, Todd, Bruce, you've got some pretty hardy spirits there, and I congratulate you for that. It's a hell of a hard thing to go through. And we thank you so much for joining us in Mr. Media today.
Thank you. I appreciate you having us.
Thank you very much.
All right. Best of luck to both of you, and happy holidays.
Thank you.
You too.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And folks, for more original interviews with your favorite reality TV stars, you can surf over to our main website, mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media Radio, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, twitter.com/Andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media Interviews. Thank you so much for joining us today. Always appreciate you giving up a little piece of your day and spending it with us. Thanks for listening.
Hey, this is Amerika Olivo, and whenever I'm not being terrorized in the movies, such as Friday the 13th or Circle, or terrorizing others, like in Bitch Slap, I'm avoiding dirty old men like Mr. Media. And if you see him, you should too.